You're listening to the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast, where we engage, educate, and empower the blind and visually impaired to lead an active and healthy lifestyle. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Let's get started. Hey everybody, it's Ryan, and this is episode 12 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast feed. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, and you might have noticed something a little bit different in that introduction. So as I think I mentioned on the last podcast, man, I'd have to go back and remember, looking for a more interesting, user-friendly, and exciting way to bring you these podcasts. I'm not a huge tech guy. I'm not great at editing. And to give you a bit of background, the way I had been doing the podcast was from my MacBook using GarageBand. And that's basically a piece of software that can, you know, edit tons of music tracks and all these fades and everything super duper fancy. And I'm just not techie enough for that. Really, you know, the key is having a really good microphone and making sure that your sound is really good. But I'm not great at all the effects. However, looking on the internet, good old Google machine, I found this really cool podcast called Boss Jock. I don't really know why the name is called that, but it's actually really, really, really cool. So it kind of lets you create a podcast in somewhat of a radio style. So you have all these carts, so you have all these sound effects, etc. So like that introduction, I can play that introduction right now, and I can fade in and fade out. So if I stop recording, that introduction is going to go higher. And then when I come back, the recording is going to go less, and then I can shut it off. So look at me learning as we go. So I know that might not be super duper exciting for you guys, but it's kind of exciting for me. So bear with me as I learn it, but hopefully you're going to see some really cool, neat things within the podcast as we go along. The really big thing that I'm interested in with this new program is, I think, the ability to capture capture everyday sounds of sort of the fitness activities that I do, or interviews with guides. So if I'm doing interviews on the go, just that ease of use to sort of integrate lots more things than just me talking. I know the podcast has been getting a little smoother as we go. My wife is a huge podcast consumer, and she's been listening to all of them and you know, critiquing as we go along. And even I listened to some of the early ones and was noticing, you know, that there's improvement. But it's a learning curve with anything, right? So as with 2018, aim big. I'm going to continue to aim big to bring you a much more exciting podcast where it's a lot less of just me talking along. So be prepared for that. And again, if there's any things you'd love to hear, let me know. So we're going to have a short one today. I want to remind you of the cool challenge that we have coming up in February. And I wanted to cover one topic that I'm not sure if I've covered way in the past, but I just want to cover it again, just to let you guys know, because it came up recently in one of the email feeds, actually, in the group list. So the reminder is that to celebrate White Cane Week, which is the beginning of February, I think it's the first week in February. What I'm going to do here at the CCB Health and Fitness program is create a challenge. And, you know, I believe collectively as a group, if we set a goal, we can achieve this. So from coast to coast in Canada, we're roughly looking at 6,500 kilometers. So again, my challenge is that all the blind and visually impaired, with all their sighted family and friends and guides, take on this challenge. And basically, we're going to accumulate 6,500 kilometers worth of activity. So again, if you're on a machine like a bike or a treadmill or a rower or a elliptical, and it tells you how far you went, like it says you went 1.5 kilometers, well, you know, we'll take that apples for apples. So then you record that. Just record that. If you go for two or three bike rides in a week, add that up in total kilometers, and and then let me know. And what you would do is you would submit that to me via email once a week, and I would tally that from everybody that came in, and hopefully by the end of the month of February, we have covered 6,500 kilometers. And for those that are thinking, well, I don't have a machine that tells me exactly how far I've gone, or I don't know, you know, if I'm outside, I'm not quite sure how far I've gone, etc. So that's okay. What we're going to do is sort of give you a distance credit for time. So if you do 10 minutes of exercise, 10 minutes of continuous movement, we'll credit you with 5 kilometers. And yeah, you know, that might not be super accurate for everybody, but I think there's an over-under factor there. So some, you know, might be covering more than 5 kilometers in 10 minutes, some might be covering less. So, you know, we'll average that out. So if you don't have a machine or anything that indicates exactly how far you've gone, we're going to do 10 minutes equals 5 kilometers. So you can tally that up as well. Okay. And then at the end of the month, we're going to be aiming to have 6,500 kilometers covered. And there's no prize to this. It's just I think it's a sense of challenging yourself to contribute to the team. And as a team, we can sort of pat ourselves on the back and have that sense of pride. And ultimately, you know, the background bonus of this is that you're getting more physical activity. So pretty excited for that challenge. Follow along on Facebook. I'm going to post updates on Facebook and also with the podcast, I'll keep you updated and on the email list and on our WordPress website. So lots of ways to keep going and to keep track. So yeah, participate. Find out what activities you really want to do to accumulate the kilometers for us and let's get rolling. And pick more than one. Keep yourself from getting bored, right? Pick some swimming or some walking or some elliptical or some rowing or some running or riding. It's really your choice. So, all right. So really quickly, what I wanted to cover today, just in case this podcast is terrible because I'm using new software, so I don't need you to listen to 30 minutes of terrible. I want to cover a topic on weight loss, and it's on fat loss specifically, because when we look at losing what most people say weight, we actually want to lose inches and we want to lose body fat. Okay. So that's what we're looking to do. A lot of people will say, well, you know, I've got a lot of fat around my middle and I really want to lose that fat around my middle. And the real key to understand there is that you can't spot reduce. Okay. That's a huge, huge misnomer, a huge fallacy within the fitness industry. And I think a lot of that too came from watching some infomercials as well. You know, you're seeing these reduce belly fat and reduce this and that and target your abs and target your thighs and target your buns. That's my favorite one. I love how they're target your buns. That very technical term. You can't target spot reduce body fat. Okay. So people go, well, that sucks. Well, yeah, but that's just the fact, right? So what you can target specifically to a body part is muscle, okay? You know, your glutes, which is your butt, excuse me, your arms, your thighs, your abs, you know, I'm using all the generic terms here. They all have muscles associated with them. So you can target those muscles to build up strength and maybe some definition within those muscles, but that does not automatically equate to losing the adipose tissue, the fat that sits on top of those muscles, okay? So what I would recommend is, yes, doing a full body strength workout, you can build up all that muscle. You're still going to have that layer of body fat over top. However, as you start to build muscle, you start to increase that metabolism. And if you combine that with cardiovascular exercise and a better diet, you know, you're going to slowly lose that body fat, that adipose tissue on top. So think about it as if you're making a sculpture, right? So you're a skeleton and you're going to start doing weight routines and you're going to build up muscle and you're going to build up this really awesome sculpted body underneath this layer of body fat. And then as the layer of body fat shrinks, ta-da, there's your abs, right? And that's how people find their abs or find definition, is they have to do strength activities, which helps build the muscle and define the muscle. But they also have to combine that with proper eating and cardiovascular exercise to burn off an overall layer of body fat. And a good way to sort of think about it is the first body fat put on is generally the last body fat put or taken off. And I guess, unfortunately for most people, that is around your middle. So, you know, if you want to target belly fat, really, you have to do all sorts of activity to kind of get rid of all the other excess fat as you go along, right? Sort of the oldest body fat is kind of the most stubborn, and that's kind of a really generic way to think about it. So just wanted to clear that up, that there is no spot body fat reduction. You can do spot targeting for muscle building, but I wouldn't target anything specifically. I really don't like people targeting one muscle and leaving other muscles out of the picture. So, you know, your best bet is to do a complete overall strength training workout. And if you need help with that, you know where to find me. And combine that with proper eating and a cardiovascular approach, and you're going to be good to go. And last note is I'm going to be starting a bit of a video instruction on that. So I had a question regarding the Seeing Eyes app. I've sort of dabbled with it a little bit, and as discussed before, any online exercise program or app such as Seeing Eye, they're of great value, right? People say, well, are they useful? Well, if they're useful for you and you feel confident doing the exercise safely, and it motivates you, then absolutely it's useful. My, I don't want to say beef, but my concern again with any generic exercise program is it's trying to appeal to the masses, which is fine. But I really want to make sure that you feel comfortable doing an activity safely and that you know what this activity is actually supposed to feel like, what variations you can do with that activity, if it's too hard, if it's too easy. So then when you do go follow an online Zumba class or Seeing Eyes app or yoga class, etc., you have a bit more body awareness and you know, what does tightening my core feel like? You know, when they say, suck in your core, tighten your core, what does that actually feel like? How do I do that? Do a squat. Okay, how do I actually know how to do that squat? And what are the signs and symptoms to look out for, etc.? So I'm going to be starting those video sessions pretty soon. All right, everybody. So I'm pretty pumped to try this new application out. Hopefully it's going to work. And the whole idea here is that I'm going to be able to bring you a ton more content. So welcome to the new year. Hope everything's going well. Fire me off an email with any questions and anything you want to see on this podcast. And yeah, get ready for February's challenge. So again, I am your host, Ryan Van Praet. Email me ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. And let's get rocking. Cheers.